Being a man is like climbing a mountain. It's difficult and dangerous. But a life well lived is like standing on the summit. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And in his journey of life, he needed a purpose, a plan, and a team. Blueprint for Men is a ministry that equips men with all three and encourages you to keep climbing with Christ. As a man, it's your responsibility and privilege to lead. But first, you have to lead yourself. That means you don't give away your authority. You don't look to the government, to the pastor, or your mom to make decisions for you. You do seek wisdom and counsel, you look at the facts and weigh the options, and then you make a decision. You jump off the fence and take the consequences, whether they're positive or negative. You do this knowing that sometimes you're going to win, and other times you'll lose. You accept this responsibility and don't whine when things get rough. You are a man, and that means you're in control of your emotions and your attitude. Now, when this happens, this gives you stability, and that stability gives you the right to lead others. If you're a husband, God has called you to lead and serve your wife. If you're a dad, you lead your family. Even if you feel like you have no position or authority, people will look to you for leadership. It might be the people in your friend group or your extended family or just the people who are around you in a moment of crisis. To lead others, you've got to do two things. First, you have to paint the vision. And second, you got to commit and be all in. In ancient Sparta, the kings would train with their troops and then fight side by side with them in the shield line. Many horses were shot out from under George Washington, and many times his jacket would be full of bullet holes because he refused to stay in the rear where it was safe. These leaders know that you never ask your followers to do something you aren't willing to do. You have to paint the vision, and then you have to show them that you're all in with your actions. Now, this doesn't mean you gotta be perfect. It just means you have to accept the weight of responsibility and try. One of my favorite quotes from a Teddy Roosevelt speech says, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly." I recently read John Gordon's book, The No Complaining Rule, and was inspired to lead my family. I took my wife and daughter out to lunch, and after we were done eating, I described how I wanted our family to adopt this new rule. Instead of complaining, we would talk about solutions to problems. Now, I was really excited, and I thought they would love this new idea. But my wife wanted to know how I was going to implement this new rule without making the family feel judged and condemned if they messed up. And my daughter heard the word adopt and thought I was getting ready to announce that we were going to get another cat. My attempt to lead the family into no complaining and paint the vision of how wonderful our home would be fell pretty flat. And that's okay. I heard God call my family out of complaining and into a new way of thinking. And even though I definitely struggle with seeing the negative side and whining about it, I accepted the challenge and tried to lead my family in the right direction. For 2022, the Graves family is going to adopt, not a kitten, but a new perspective. We're not going to complain. Now, we're not going to be perfect, and I certainly won't be perfect, but we're not shooting for perfection. We're shooting for progress. Next time I share an idea from God, I'm not going to do it in a noisy restaurant. And I'll think about how I can implement this and not get defensive if they ask hard questions. And I for sure won't expect them to give me a slow clap, standing ovation just because I'm stepping up and trying to be the leader God has called me to be. I'm just going to do my best to lead. Who is God calling you to be? What is he asking your family to adopt in 2022? You might need to spend some time with him to find out, and then man up and lead. Paint the vision for your family. Commit. Start. One man in my Morning Summit team is committed to having worship with his wife every night. Another man is going to spend one-on-one time every week with each of his three kids. One man's trying to carve out time for him and his wife to connect on an emotional level and just talk. Now, these are little things that God has called these leaders to do in their homes. Are any of them getting it perfect? Nope. But God doesn't ask us to be perfect. Jesus was perfect, so we don't have to be. God asks us to be faithful. In Proverbs, we hear about a righteous man who falls down 7 times, but he gets back up each time. Jesus told stories about prodigal sons who came home, tax collectors who prayed in humility, and lost sheep. In these stories, Jesus is painting his vision. It's the disgraced son who's back at the family table. It's the hopeless sinner who's found grace and peace. It's the lost sheep back in the safe fold. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, shows us that his dream for humanity, his vision for us, is to be with us. That's why he called the church his bride. That's why he called the disciples his friends. That's why he sat little children on his knees and touched lepers and forgave prostitutes and washed dirty feet, because that's the vision. And then Jesus committed. He left heaven. He left his glory, his infinite power, his cheering crowds of angels, and he came here to be born to poor peasants, to be a refugee, an outcast, a homeless man, a condemned criminal. You see, Jesus held nothing back. He was all in for his vision. And men, we're called to follow his example. We can paint the vision God gives us, and then we can commit. And if we fall on our faces and fail, we'll remember how Jesus treated Peter when he failed. Jesus reached out his hand and pulled Peter up out of the waves. Jesus cooked Peter breakfast on the beach after the denials. He trusted Peter with the responsibility to feed his lambs. He gave Peter as many chances as Peter would take, even 70 times 7. And that's how we get a new start for 2022. Like Peter, we look to Jesus. We listen for his vision for our lives and our families, and then we share what we hear and go all in. Now, our wives, they may follow us, or they might roll their eyes. Our kids may jump up on the couch and cuddle up for family worship, or they may moan and whine about how boring the Bible is. But their reaction isn't as important as your decision to step up and lead. Remember, you can't control anybody else but you. So commit. Be all in. Be faithful. And trust that when you take a new start, there will be a harvest. Now, it may take time, but God is faithful and he will bless your obedience. And one day you'll look back at your new start with all the flops and failures, and then you'll turn and look at the harvest, the result of your choice to trust, and you will say, "I'm so glad I chose to accept my responsibility and lead like a man of God." God bless. God is building epic men for the last days of our world's history. Blueprint for Men is a ministry dedicated to equipping, empowering, and inspiring men to go all in for Jesus, to love and protect their families, and to step up in their communities. That's why we wrote and published The Morning Summit, a 13-week small group guidebook that equips men with a solid morning routine that will strengthen their core four, their physical, mental, relational, and spiritual dimensions. We've seen many men transform their lives on our Morning Summit teams, and it's available now to order on Amazon. Just search Morning Summit Blueprint for Men, or click on the link in the show description. You can also follow us on Facebook or go to our website, blueprintformen.org, to learn about our live events, small groups, and adventure trips. Subscribe right now to this podcast so you can get the weekly episodes. Remember, Jesus is the blueprint for men, and he's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.